You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom. Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom. Welcome to the place where we run it.
Welcome to it. It is a Friday. Bumping Tech 9 today, baby.
That's right. It's a Red Friday. First in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, it feels forever.
It feels like we had, like preseason is over, and now it's time for the regular season and getting ready for some football this weekend.
That's
a little
right.
Super Bowl rematch, right?
That's right.
Which is not really a Super Bowl rematch. You know, I was listening to Trent Williams a little bit yesterday. He's like, that has nothing to do with this game. If we get excited about beating the Chiefs in the regular season after losing in the Super Bowl, it doesn't really work that way.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm indifferent how I feel about this game. We'll dive into that with Mitch Holtis later on today. We'll get into our scripts. We'll get into our like writing scripts, not our medical scripts.
That's right.
I don't need to go through the CVS drive-through. And much, much more on this Red Friday as we finally get to dive into this Chiefs and Niners game this week. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, all damn glad to have you on a Friday morning. Greatest day of the week. But before we get into the Chiefs and Niners, boy, that was October baseball last night.
Boy, it was. Wasn't it, though? Ooh. My God, that thing in Cleveland last night featuring the Yankees and Indians. My goodness, what an unbelievable baseball game, right?
You and I are texting each other, and it's to the point, like, this is where our relationship is. We can just text one word, and we know what the other one means.
Yeah.
And, like, I got texted Judge, and I'm looking at the TV. I'm like, yeah. And I just sit back. He's arrived.
Yep.
Trouble, yes. They were watching it, doing all this sort of thing, and next thing you know, it's like, well, I guess the Yankees are going to sweep, and then all of a sudden, it's...
I declared it over to you last night, and it was that point,
it
right?
Was, yeah. They brought in Class A. He goes, boom to Judge, boom to Stanton, brought their closer in early, like it's the normal strategy.
Which you should do.
Should have done it. And then... Yankees are up, and then you have, I think, do you have the audio of where it went after that?
Oh, my God. 10th inning, baby. Tommy Hamilton.
Here it comes.
Really does.
Swung on, hit high, hit deep to left. There she goes. Is not done by any means.
So Cleveland saves their season because it should have been 3-0 Yankees, right?
Yeah.
It should have been over after Stanton and Judge go back to back. And boy, it wasn't. And everybody was throwing out like how good Class A was, you know, all season long, right? Like he gave up more runs, I think, last night than he did all year or something bizarre
His ERA
like that.
Was 0.61.
Yeah. I think he gave up like 2 home runs all year. So, I mean, it was some bizarre numbers like that. Everybody's talking about the greatest closer in baseball, the greatest closer in baseball.
Yeah, they just forgot about Wade's 2015 year where his ERA was like 0.91.
Yeah,
but yeah, whatever.
But Class A, I mean, just, you know, you're not supposed to be in that situation where you're giving up those 2 home runs, but it goes to show you, man, October isn't for everybody. And in baseball, you become a legend in October. And that guy, what was it? David Frost or whatever his name is.
Fry,
who hit the home run for Cleveland. That's the guy who saved their season 2 against Detroit a couple of days ago, hit the big home run against the Tigers against Scooble, I believe, to give him the opportunity to advance. I mean, that son of a gun is never going to buy anything in Cleveland. You said he's never going to buy a drink. That dude ain't buying dinner. He ain't buying car insurance. He's buying nothing in Cleveland right now.
Is there, like, I'm dead ass serious here. Is there, like, well-known commodity of food, the skyscraper chili or whatever
Chili? That's Cincinnati.
But that's Ohio,
It's Cincinnati. Cleveland. It's not Cleveland,
Cleveland's, like, known food?
They have a different kind of mustard at the ballpark that they use, which I don't really particularly like.
It's like a German mustard?
I don't even know how to explain it. It's called, like, ballpark mustard or something. Look it up online. It's a weird color. and thing of that nature. So it's a weird. It looks like baby poop.
So they
quite
got
honestly.
They got mustard.
Yeah, there's a Cleveland mustard, but there's a great place for wings in Cleveland called the Winking Lizard, which I like. But
I'm sorry,
the Winking Lizard. I don't know that there is. I don't know that like Cleveland has like a staple food or anything like that. But whatever it is, he's not buying anything in Cleveland. And now all of a sudden we're going to a game five, and you're watching Clase do his thing. Okay, he screwed that up. Then the Yankees bring in their closer. You know, yeah. He screws that up. Luke Weaver, you know,
is insane because he's been an anomaly.
He's been fantastic, you know, in the postseason. But you know, this is where legends are born and where legends are created. Yeah. Is October, and I just think October baseball. When you get games like that, it's great. The Mets and Dodgers series, forget about that thing.
Yeah,
the Dodgers are just smoking everybody, you know, in their way right now. But now this American League series, man, this was an unbelievable game last night, and it makes you kind of look at the Royals as well, like that David Fry guy, where he bats in the lineup. That's what we're missing right now, right? That big power bat that can come up and deliver a home run like that later in the order. Because once you got past Salvi, like, who you going to, right?
Mind goes immediately after watching
the Royals need a bat.
How do you sleep at night?
But that's my mind is always working and going, okay, how does this work for our team? How does this not work for our team? But immediately I'm thinking, damn, that's a late in the order bat that we would love to have here. Not him in particular, but just a bat like that. If somebody that can come up 7-8-9, 6-7-8-9, bash one over the wall and give you an opportunity.
And
right?
Essentially that's their, I don't know, Alex Gordon home run.
Yeah.
Like that's that moment.
Yeah,
like,
I think so.
That's one of those. That's Brett Boone game seven.
Yeah.
Right. Like Aaron Boone.
Yeah.
He'll never be known for anything in his career, whether he wins a World Series, even if he wins a World Series of the Yankees this year as a manager, they will always remember Tim Wakefield, Aaron Boone,
right
deep to left, walk off.
Gone. Yeah.
And it's just, that's what that sort of thing is. And like David Fry, his home run, it's just one of those moments where it's like you sit back, chills on your back, you know, whatever it is. And Gordon, like you'll never forget, like Gordon's made a handful of defensive plays that you probably think of. Like
right,
I remember
right,
the one
sure.
he made in front of my dad and I when we were at the ALCS clinching game, game four when they won, and he runs into the fence.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think of Alex Gordon, I think of rounding first, putting his finger in the air,
absolutely,
hitting a home run against
right.
the Mets.
That's his biggest moment. It's arguably the biggest home run in Royals history, other than, you know, George's upper deck tank job against the Yankees and Goose. And then you got Alex Gordon's, you know, big home run. And, of course, Alcides Escobar with the leadoff home run.
Yeah. That wasn't the Mets. That was the Giants.
No,
right?
That was the Mets. That was game one against the Mets.
He hit off of Diaz, or what was the guy?
No,
Familia.
Familia. Everyone's worried about Familia. Yeah, and then this guy leads off with a home run. But, I mean, that Noel home run, too, was blasted. I mean, that guy deposited that thing outside the stadium to tie the game and to send it to extra innings.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Stanton and Judge, you know, give the Yankees the lead in the ninth. And then all of a sudden that Noel guy comes up and belts one. And now we've got a tie ball game. And you're going to the 10th inning. And I mean, just that's the kind of baseball that you like, right? Like, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes it's good not to have a dog in the fight, really, and just kind of watch a game and appreciate it for what it is. Because say that was a Royals game last night and you were watching that. Oh, my God, how sick to your stomach, you know, would you be? And all that kind of stuff. Like, just depending on what side of the outcome you were on, you know, we never had experience a loss quite like that in our baseball livelihoods. But now you got game, what, four today. How are the Yankees going to respond?
7-0-8 tonight.
How are they going to get back up? That's all what this is about.
It's not care.
You know
what I mean? Like,
but I don't know if they do or not. Like, there's so much pressure on them to win from everybody. There's so much pressure on Aaron Judge to hit home runs and to do his thing. How do you handle pressure? And how do you handle October pressure? And for a long time, the Yankees haven't handled it all that well. So it'll be real interesting to see how they bounce back, or if this is going to be one of those games that now gives Cleveland momentum and they're able to maybe tie this thing up. I don't know, man. Yeah, it is 2-3-2. Yeah. So you got two more in Cleveland, then the off day, I think, on Sunday. We were kind of going through it in our minds earlier. And then game six and seven.
Would they have an off day?
Yeah, they would because they played three in a row, right? Yeah,
so they played Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, off day Sunday, which is smart with football, and then get back at it on Monday. But I mean,
you got to challenge two big Monday Night Football games.
Oh yeah, huge Monday Night Football game.
Well, but one's decent. One's Baltimore and Tampa Bay.
That'll be a good game, but I don't need
the
to see
the other one
Arizona.
Is LAC at ARZ. Tough.
Binkley's like, where do I get that stream from?
middle of the here. So I found out. I found some. It says what 10 most iconic foods that define Cleveland.
Okay, what do they have on the list? Because my wife's family is from Cleveland. Yeah. My wife's uncle works for the Indians, and so I'm sure they were very happy last night with the game was going. And because my wife got home, she goes, my uncle and aunt are not happy. They're texting my mother. They're very upset about this game. And then, boom, in the 10th inning, you see Tom Hamilton.
Here it comes.
Swung on, hit high.
That's a solid hit.
Oh, yeah.
There she goes.
That was solid, solid bat on baseball.
Really good. And then you got Stanton delivering one.
1-2. Swung on and hit in the air to center field and deep. Wow. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Stanton and Judge have hit home runs, a back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. And the Yankees take the lead. Giancarlo. Non si può stopparlo. He homers and he and Judge hit him back to back. And the Yankees now take a 4-3 lead.
I mean, you get the lead in that situation and then you blow it. Those are tough to recover from, man. Ask the 49ers, right?
Couldn't happen to any other team.
And the 1-2 swung on and drilled to right field. That ball is going to be gone. It was a line drive and it went over the right field fence. It's a Judgian blast. Yankee dugout goes nuts. They're all on the field. A two-run home run to tie the game the opposite way. The Judgian blast. And
Judgian.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Here come the judge.
I love it. It's so entertaining.
It's great, man.
It is just fantastic.
Here comes number 99. Mr. Aaron Judge comes to the plate. The guy's choked more on the playoffs than a little kid on a carrot trying to eat food for the first time. See?
It's true. Yeah.
Aaron Judge, it's a line drive to right. It's judging. All rise. The judge is in court.
Yeah.
See?
It's wonderful. It is so entertaining. That's the way baseball needs to be called. Like Tom Hamilton and John Sterling, man. Two of the best. So good. So entertaining.
The other guy must be like threatening the female in the booth.
Wow. Oh, he's excited. When he stands, we stand. He'll, you know, he still thinks it's 1960, Beth.
Yeah.
The Polish boy, a glorious messy marriage of kielbasa, coleslaw, french fries, and barbecue sauce. That's a Cleveland staple.
Never heard of it.
Corned beef on rye. Sign me up. Yeah, I think we all know what that is.
Is that like a staple? That's like saying a hamburger is a staple somewhere.
What?
Give me something that's unique to Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
I don't think there is anything.
They had the pizza bagel. That's what it
so
says.
So does Totino's.
The doughy rolls coated in cheese and tomato sauce.
God,
and the players, they get in line to eat these things before their game. They say it goes max 10 feet, see?
What else do they have?
Standing mustard. Stadium mustard. There it is. Yeah.
The
brown sauce we grew up with while watching the Tribe at Municipal Stadium.
It looks like baby poop.
Looks poopy.
The Jake in Progressive Field. Why? The Sports Associated Condiment has deep roots in Cleveland with Bertman's battling its rival.
It's not good either.
I bet it's good on a brat.
No, it's not. It's like a sour taste almost to it.
Yeah,
it's not
that's
good.
That's just kind of like your opinion, man.
Yeah, well.